Can you hear me? What's good? Can you read me?
Can you read me?
Yes, I do. I can hear
all
you.
All right. What's good?
All right, we got it. It's not the MLC podcast. An exciting event at the Houston Texans facility at NRG Stadium here in Houston, Texas. Open to season ticket holders with a town hall meeting. We just got done attending. I'm on my way back to Austin, Texas. You're on your way back to Galveston.
Yeah.
The event.
Oh, man. The nachos were A1. They picked the correct cheerleaders this year. Looks like the calendar is going to be definitely a spang bang material. Cookies were stale.
Okay. So, yeah, it was essentially what the setup was the GM and the coach of the Houston Texans available to season ticket holders. They actually answered questions.
Mark Vandermeer, MCing.
Yes, of course. Always hyping up the most dullest events all the time. The email sent out to guests was highlighting a nacho buffet, and boy, did they deliver. The nacho buffet included rotisserie chicken, shredded, although it did go fast. Ultimately, I thought I was satisfied. It had Doritos and your normal tortilla chips, so they kind of went a little modern with that and let people get Doritos in their nacho extravaganza. And some people really piled up. I saw one gentleman walk away with a fistful of cookies, 4 to 5, and the diversity of people that was there was pretty eclectic. So. It was a fun
time. I tell
watching.
You what, man. Some motherfuckers hit the bar like you can only go once. I'm like looking at them like you can do multiple trips, bro. It's okay. Well, that, it's like, I mean, Genghis Grill back in the day, man. You used to load up that Genghis Grill bowl.
Yeah, or Golden Corral. This, I mean, it's like you get a bunch of people, especially around with football. And I was saying during the event, football brings out a lot of different kind of people.
The weirdest.
In season ticket holders, there's a wide variety of season ticket holders. It doesn't always mean like, you know, front row. So,
and real talk, that's what kind of put a little hope back in humanity from what I was witnessing tonight. Like the different walks of life that are able to, yeah, they all enjoy this sport at various levels and forms. It's like, damn.
Either they had season tickets or they were using a season ticket holder's pass.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. So we got some even weird motherfuckers.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it was cool. Right when you entered the entrance they had into the Green Lodge, you were welcomed by a couple of staff, and you went through the Texans training facility, like the weight room. And Troy and I were sitting there, and we're like, oh, this is very cool. But you had a lot of people sitting there, like, taking pictures, like, they're at Disneyland, a lot of big fans there. So it was cool for them.
Fucking wouldn't even move past the line, holding up the line and shit.
Yeah. Ultimately, if you've been in a 24-hour fitness or any weight room, it was just a weight room.
That's all it was.
I guess it's pretty cool. It's cool to see where they sweat if you're an Uber fan. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a bunch of squat racks and Texans brand stuff. So it looks like a very rich person's gym.
Real talk, we got a better tour of it back when we were young bulls ourselves, man. You know, I mentioned that earlier today. We were in the visitor's locker room, bro. That's about as intimate as you can get, nigga.
And speaking of locker room, so once you made your way through the weight room of the Texans facility, you went down to the ground level. And if you're from the area, I kept mentioning the whole time, it was initially set up like a graduation for high school. They had a big curtain separating like a fourth of the stadium, and then this little event took place on the ground floor of a quarter of the stadium. They had bathrooms there, and it was really funny. The cheerleaders were there, and they were first stationed right outside the bathroom. So you'd get done doing your business, number one, number two, and then these like four or five very, you know, good-looking cheerleaders just standing there, cheering you on.
Beautiful woman. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, congratulations on your big jump.
So I believe they took that. Yeah, that might have been a page out the Washington Redskins operations manual. I don't know, but that was weird, man. Right there. Like, they could smell the Chipotle from yesterday if they had to.
And the bathrooms were kind of weird. They were like little buckets. Anyway, it was not the best ideal situation. But it was a cash bar, nachos, cookies. That was your setup. And as I described
it. Was also, you talk about that long-ass line? for the for what? To save 30% off on Texas merchandise.
Oh yeah,
just spend 30 minutes or more in a line.
Yeah, so it was just like, you know, it was fun to sit there and just take it all in, but I didn't want to really be sitting there in a line for any merchandise that was relatively going to give you Academy Walmart
already marked price. Up anyway, like you say. Yep.
Yeah. And what else is there to say about that event besides the questions? The questions were like the biggest thing. So we left a little early, but we were wondering what this event was going to be like. Are they going to take questions from season ticket holders? And I initially said that would be kind of strange because you're probably going to get a lot of weird questions from a lot of weird fans. Sure enough, they had three mics, and that's exactly what they did, and that's exactly what they got. They got a bunch of weird questions from some weird fans. All behaved. They seemed very nice people and very big Texas people. Some seemed a little too drunk. Maybe hit the cash bar too hard.
I'll say this. These motherfuckers did not take public speaking. They did not take intro. They did not take any of that. Because, yeah, some of them, like you say, it's like they thought they were at home talking on the couch. They just kept going on and on, run on since.
Yeah, and like ultimately it's like, I mean, the event, and this is what I was afraid of. It's like D'Amico Ryan's, Nick Harris are up there, and they're just like patting fans on the head, like, good question. Let me give you a canned answer. So the types of questions and answers you're getting, and like it's meant to be a fun little nod to the season ticket holders. Some questions came up there, and there was no really coherent question to it at all. There were more like statements. One woman got up there and started saying, new uniforms.
Fucking campaigning.
Campaigning for like new uniforms, but not boiler blue, no question. Some guys were thought they were on the NFL Network and they were like asking about the defensive scheme. Sometimes we're going to get those kind of answers. So
you had a little bit of everybody. Yeah, the two serious Joes and then the jokesters.
Yes. So it was fun to take in, but you know, but like I was telling you, what kind of questions do you really ask in these kind of things? D'Amico Ryan did say, you know, he believes the best quality of the best teams is how close-knit they are, how much they care about one another, playing for your brother next to you, that old rah-rah mentality. So that's not uncommon, but that's good to hear. I wonder what they're going to do to incite that kind of brotherly activity outside of football.
I mean, they should do what James Harden did when he was a leader of the Rockets, and that was take the team out to the strip club, the titty bar. Yes. Ain't nothing unite people like football and titties. I don't know, man. I mean, sure, yeah. Yeah, but that's shit. It was a nice people watch, I will say that, you know.
What was your favorite part of the event? What was your highlight moment?
Honestly, I was impressed with how, in years past, you can always pick out a flaw in all of them, but like you said, I didn't see not one bad one. The nacho bar had to be, it was good. The nacho, the fact that you got the option right off the bat, whether you wanted to base with Tostitos or go the flavored aged route with Doritos, like that just shows you right there, you know, 3-4 or 4-3 defense. You don't know, motherfucker. That's what I like. That's what I like.
Yeah, the taste of that. And, I keep saying it was a bigger crowd than I thought there was going to be. What would you guess between?
You said 250 earlier, right? 250 earlier. I would probably, let's go over three. It's got to be 300.
You know? Somewhere between, like, more than a 747, and that's, like, you know, around 200 people. So I'd say.
Especially for a Wednesday night, right? Like.
Yeah, so that was the thing I was interested to see, like what kind of fans are coming out like after Wednesday. You know, this was work for us. You know, we took time off to do our second job. This was not for enjoyment. We were reporting.
I love it, bro.
So, yeah, man, it was fun just to kind of get into the mix, but not the most fruitful in terms of football IQ knowledge or any kind of juicy topic. Just a fun little rah-rah event with the season ticket holders there. And it's just cool to see D'Amico Ryan's and Nick Harris in person and kind of field some questions. I don't know what the best question is that was given. Like, they all kind of were terrible. Do you have one that comes to mind?
Yeah. One lady asked it was almost too serious, though. Like you say, you know, like as if details were really going to be shared with us, you know? But I think the answer we were just dissecting. She was asking how he. I don't know, change what they've been doing in the past and keep it that way. I don't know, you know. Like you say, a lot of open-ended shit. Yeah, they were all terrible questions, honestly. I would have went up there. Yeah. You wanted Bryce, huh, motherfucker? Did you want Bryce?
Yeah, I mean,
I can't believe people were campaigning for D-Hop and Jadeveon Clowney. The guy said Jadeveon Clowney.
That was a funny one.
I know you ain't a season ticket holder, motherfucker. Your friend gave you that shit.
Yeah, that was a funny one. So someone did get up there and campaign like, you guys should go after D-Hop. He's out there on the market. He was traded. He didn't decide to leave on his own kind of thing. Just, and it felt like I felt like I was in a scene of Waterboy. Quite honestly, Louisiana.
Hey, we just lived a minute of like what social media is like in real life. Like as far as people getting a voice or thinking they have, you know, shouting something out to the world and shit like
just
that.
Like
that's what we just
chamber.
Saw right here, bro. Yeah, like I. And that sounds very like mean and degrading or derogatory. It's meant to be that way. Like fuck it. Like
yeah, I mean, like, you know,
some silly motherfuckers out there, man. Like you don't tell the GM fans. Like of a team. This motherfucker started his question again. We got $17 million in cap space. I was like, you gonna tell the GM that? GM knows that, motherfucker.
Exactly.
This boy's playing Madden,
like,
man. They just can't get up to Madden.
Yeah, exactly. They're pretending in their own world. Oh, one guy got up there, and he was advertising himself as a scout. And he was all serious, and people laughed in the crowd. But he said that he had attended the Senior Bowl, all these other little college Senior Bowls, and the draft in Indianapolis, the combine in Indianapolis, which I didn't know, like, honestly, that random people could go to that shit. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting.
He said how he paid for it all on his own money. And then he said, and my question is, can I give you my business card? Everyone got a good chuckle. Even Nick was like, yeah, I'll take your business card. That's fine.
Shit, Vanderbilt had to call him out. Shit, Mark was like, what you want, some expense? Want some expense checks, bitch?
Yeah, well, because after he said, like, the business card, like, cool, get off the mic, you said your story, you asked, and cute, yeah, he'll take your business card. But then he went further and said, yeah, because, you know, I paid for all these on my own pocket, and so we kept hammering on that. And so Mark actually was pretty funny for you. Yeah, he did ask, like, are you asking for an expense report? And the kid was like, no, I just wanted you to know how much I am trying on my own. And
he was being serious. Damn.
Yeah. So it was just like an awkward moment. Awkward people got a hold of the mic, as most of these things do. I mean, for Christ's sake, I remember watching like a presentation with Elon Musk and SpaceX, and they're talking about really scientific shit about going to the moon and spaceships. And someone, and they had open questions, and someone there asked if there was going to be like a toilet on Mars. What shitting on Mars would be. So you're always going to get those weird questions when you make it open mic. But I guess season ticket holders, you think, I don't know, would have more better form of questions. Interesting to say the least.
Yeah, the not so smart people showed up tonight, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But hey, that's it is what it is, brother. I appreciate you coming out, man.
Of course. And so, yeah, let's get on a good episode here soon. We're still preseason form for sure.
We're new, man. Trying to go every other week, bro.
Yeah, so I got to rip the audio off, get it to Spotify, and make it available on podcast so you can listen back onto it like right now when you're driving in the car. So we'll get there. But yeah, man, I appreciate you giving a follow-up call over here. We can end it here, just a little 15-minute call. But, yeah, what's the next thing to look forward to?
Man.
We got the draft. Obviously, that's the biggest thing. We got the draft coming. This year, we usually do it every year at the end of August. We're doing it first weekend of September, so 1 week later than normal.
I love it, bro. We're going right up to, like, the first NFL game. Usually, it's, like, the third preseason game we draft. This is awesome.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want to take a nap during a preseason game and draft a slayer. So, all right, man. Well, I guess I'll shout at you later. Thank you.
All right, bro.
Have a good one.
Send my love. Peace.
Love.